and some news today that will surely land on the campaign trail. A State Department audit released this morning faults Hillary Clinton for not following requirements for handling records when she used a private email server as Secretary of State. The Inspector General report was delivered to members of Congress and said Clinton should have discussed using a personal email server with the appropriate officials and apparently didn't.
So the email saga returns just as Clinton is trying to pivot to the general election while she's still facing a primary opponent who continues to press forward with his campaign, despite the delegate math being against him at this point. Here's Bernie Sanders campaigning yesterday in California, which votes on June 7th.
If we win big in California, we're going to go marching into the Democratic convention with a lot of momentum. And if we go marching into the Democratic convention with a lot of momentum, we're going to march out with the Democratic nomination. And if we march out with the Democratic nomination, Donald Trump is toast.
Now, Sanders is contesting the results of last week's primary in Kentucky, which he appears to have narrowly lost to Clinton, although the AP has not called that race. He's demanding a re-canvassing. Joining us from Washington is Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Hi, Rick.
Great to be with you.
Well, and I want to get to what Sanders is up to or where he thinks this is going to lead. But first of all, how important is this news about the State Department audit when it comes to Hillary Clinton and her email?
I think it's an important indication, a few things out of it. One, we learn in this that both Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin, her top aide, did not cooperate with the Inspector General's investigation. There's also a piece of this that that suggests that there were internal communications trying to shield personal communication from potential scrutiny or exposure later on. Not clear what we're talking about. Are you trying to just keep it from the public, trying to keep it from hackers or prying eyes? But it does add another layer, another dimension to the story that has been a troubling one for her from the start and is eroded her credibility.
But does it change what might happen with this story? Is there a greater chance as a result of this news that she is going to be indicted?
No, this has nothing to do with the criminal investigation. This is about internal State Department policy, which is separate than any potential criminal violations, which is what the Justice Department would be focused on.
Okay. When it comes to the Democratic primary right now and Bernie Sanders, and we're looking forward to California, which has a huge number of delegates at stake, as well as New Jersey votes that day and some other states, what is Bernie Sanders doing trying to get a delegate or two out of Kentucky if indeed they decide that he was the winner instead of her?
The biggest question in Democratic politics right now, what does Bernie Sanders want? Because it's not just a delegate or two out of Kentucky. He's trying to build momentum. But I think beyond that, he's trying to make a case broadly to Democrats that the fix was in, that they could not win this nomination the right, quote unquote, right way because of the rules of the game were fixed. And they'll point to Kentucky, where the Secretary of State is a Hillary Clinton supporter. They'll say that they should have won more than their share of delegates. And they'll look at it as a pattern that extends through a whole range of states. The scenes out of Nevada last weekend, a piece of this. If you listen carefully what Bernie Sanders is saying, he's trying to delegitimize the process that's resulting in Hillary Clinton being the all but assured nominee. And I think that is what has more Democrats concerned than any of the policy differences between the two of them.
To what end? Does he believe that all the superdelegates are going to decide at the convention that, in fact, he's the rightful nominee and that they should just switch their support to him?
I have to believe that he believes that because he says it all the time. Otherwise, he's misleading his supporters in a really dangerous, fundamental way. The only way he wins this is with a massive defection among the superdelegates. That's hard to do as long as you are not winning the popular vote, not winning among pledged delegates. So the only way that it can happen for him, and it is such a bank shot that it is utterly unrealistic, is to say, look at what's happened and the voters are rejecting Hillary Clinton and look at the polls that show Bernie Sanders is a better matchup against Trump. But it's not clear. You know, one Democratic strategist said to me, it's like he has won a chip at the big game, but he doesn't know what to do with it right now. Mm. And I think that's what he has to figure out.
We spoke last week when we were in Oregon with the only senator to have endorsed Bernie Sanders, Jeff Merkley, who essentially said Bernie Sanders should fight right through the California primary. But after that point, the two sides should come together and focus on defeating Donald Trump. Do you think that's what Bernie Sanders intends to do?
It's not what he's saying he'll do. And you just played the soundbite about the momentum that goes into the convention. I still think realistically this campaign has to end at some point before the convention. And I think that he has earned every right to fight for every vote, not just through California, but the District of Columbia a week later. But when the voting's done and you haven't won and you're down by 3 million votes, a couple hundred delegates, the superdelegates, of course, notwithstanding, she has clinched the nomination at that point with the support of the superdelegates. I do think you have to come to realization. And you saw it this week in an accommodation made in the platform committee that would give Bernie Sanders almost as many representatives on the committee as Hillary Clinton. That was an indication to me that they're starting to look at the end stages.
Rick Klein, a political director with ABC News. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.